Good morning, everyone. This morning's reading is from John 10, verses 1 to 10. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used his figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
Okay, let's pray and ask for God's help as we think about this passage together. Father God, thank you for all that we've been learning in our Together at 10 series on the I Am sayings. We pray you'd help us understand more about this next saying that Jesus said about himself. Amen. So this morning we're thinking about Jesus being the gate for the sheep. Verse 7 says, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. Last month we were thinking about Jesus being the good shepherd. And so this is continuing in the same passage where Jesus says that. He goes on to say, I am the good shepherd in the next section. But he's talking, isn't he, about him being the shepherd. And this is part of the same theme, but it's a slightly different thing. He says, I am the gate, or some translations say, I am the door for the sheep. Now, it's quite a strange thing to say, really, isn't it? It's easier to understand Jesus as a shepherd, because a shepherd is a person. A shepherd is a role. But in what sense is Jesus a door, a gate? In what sense can Jesus be an object? It's a bit strange, isn't it? A bit odd. So we're going to think about that a bit more. In order to understand what it means for Jesus to be the gate or the door, we need to think about what a gate or door is. Who can tell me what a door is? What is it for? What is a door or gate for, Joshua?
It is for... I can't describe it.
It's okay. Do you want to have a go, Scarlett?
Kilberty.
Security. It does bring security. That's true. It does bring security. What were you going to say, Sophia? Thank you. And can you interpret that for us?
The door. The door is for privacy.
Privacy. Thank you, Oliver and Sophia. Yeah, it can give privacy as well. But if you think about it, what does a door do? A door is a way into somewhere, isn't it? And also, it's a way out of somewhere. Yeah? So, you know, if you go into my front door over there, you go into the vicarage. And then if you want to go to the car park, you've got to go out of my front door and into the car park. All doors, all gates, are both a way in to somewhere and a way out to somewhere else. Okay? It's an entrance or it's an exit. Now, Jesus calls himself the gate for the sheep. I am the gate for the sheep. Now, this was a familiar image to Jesus' hearers in Jesus' day, because a shepherd would lead their sheep. Now, children, I want you to be my sheep this morning. I've brought my shepherd's staff. Here we go. Here's my shepherd's staff. So a shepherd would lead his sheep. So do you want to come and follow me, children? Okay, we're going to go for a little walk as you're going to be my sheep. Okay, thank you. And as true sheep who are all over the shop, you are on good form. So here we go. Follow me. Follow me. Now, a shepherd would lead his sheep and the sheep would follow him. Okay, you following me? Come on, sheep. Come on, Scarlet. You can bar if you want to. Here we go. And the shepherd would lead his sheep so they could find some good things to eat. So, oh, look what I found. There you go. Look at that. Cool. Do you want to have a biscuit? Look at that. Do you want one of them? Suddenly, the sheep start running when the food... Look at that. Which one? Do you want one of them? Okay, so a shepherd would lead his sheep and they would follow him. So keep following me, sheep. But you see, in the evenings, the shepherd wouldn't leave the sheep out in the fields because there were people that might come and steal the sheep because there's no sort of security out there. And also there's wild animals. And so in the evenings, the shepherd would lead his sheep into a sheep pen. Okay, so there's a picture of one up there. So this is a sheep pen on the carpet. This is like a fence, okay? So stay on the carpet, don't go beyond there. And when all the sheep are in, he would then shut the gate to make sure they were secure. So, we can all go home now. Well done. So the sheep are nice and secure. And the shepherd, sometimes... The gate, they wouldn't actually have a physical gate. Sometimes the shepherd would be the gate himself. So have a look at this picture up here. You can see on the screen, there's a gap, which is the way, the entrance, the gate, if you like. But the shepherd himself is being the gate. And so when Jesus is saying that he is the gate for the sheep, he's saying that he is the way into safety for his sheep, his people. He is the way in to safety. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. You see, Jesus is the gate into safety, into protection. What do we need protection from? We need protection from our sins, from the judgment of God. And Jesus came to die on the cross so we can be kept safe and we can know his security forever and ever. So yeah, well done, good sheep. Now, so when Jesus says I am the gate, he's saying I am the way into safety with God. But remember, a gate is not only a way in, it's a way out. And the gate for the sheep is not only the way into security, but it's the way out to good pasture. So let's go and get some good pasture. Come on, follow me. I'm going to lead you out to get some good, nourishing food. Oh, look what I found. Look at that, nourishment. How about that? You can have some of that. Oh, goodness me. There you go. Do you want one? There you go. And sit down now, sheep. Well done. There you go. Well done. You see, Jesus said, didn't he? Because the doors go two ways. He's the way, as the gate, he's the way into security with God, but he's also the way out to pasture, the way out to life in its fullness. That's what it means for Jesus to be the door or the gate for the sheep. He's the way into security, he offers protection, but he's the way out to pasture and life to the full. He gives provision. So that's what it means for Jesus to be the gate. He's the provider. He is the protector of his people. But notice Jesus didn't say, I am a gate, meaning there are many gates and you can choose whichever you want to find protection and provision. He says, I am the gate, because you see, he is the only way to find protection with God. He's the only way to experience life to the full with God. That's why Jesus said, I am the gate for the sheep. Well, there's no other gate, no other way. And the way that we come to God through Jesus is by putting our trust in him. How do we know if we have entered the gate of God's protection? How do we know if we've gone through the gate into God's new life that he has for us? Well, it's if we are Jesus' sheep. And our passage is said very clearly in verse 4, Jesus' sheep follow him and they listen to his voice. So if we want to know the security of God, if we want to know the protection of God and the provision of God through Jesus, we need to follow Jesus. We need to listen to his voice in the word. And if we are doing that, we can know that we have the protection and provision of God all our days. The glorious good news that Jesus came to bring.